The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Just watching the film on Jonathan Joseph, I think we're headed towards that downhill turn. And sure, Corey Davis wasn't able to exploit him. That guy from the Giants next week,
that's
going to be a problem.
There's two things that scare me to death about the Giants is they don't have anybody who can cover Beckham.
No.
And Saquon Barkley catching the ball out of the backfield scares me because the Texans have always been susceptible to that. And what are you going to do? Have Cunningham guard him out of the backfield?
We were talking about coaches that they could potentially hire. Does Mike Mularkey fall into that category?
Yeah.
Before he took the Jags job, he was like the hottest coordinator in the league. Worth a shot. Guy flamed out as a head coach. So he was in Tennessee. Didn't work out.
I like that, but can I throw another name out there?
Sure.
What about Jim Caldwell?
I don't think that's a bad idea either.
I've been consistent about that from the beginning, that's what the Texans should do rather than have Bill O'Brien call plays.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Really excited to be with everybody on a Tuesday. You can also check us out on live stream. We're in studio for one of the rare times here over the past couple weeks. And looks like we got a lot of road trips here coming up in the next few weeks, which is fine. So we'll get a chance to see the people. But appreciate everybody listening, and thanks for making this part of your Tuesday afternoon while you're stuck in traffic trying to get home in Houston, which everybody gets stuck in traffic here.
That's life.
That's how it works. A couple of reminders. We'll have Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7, and I'm sure he'll have great soccer stuff. So we were talking about this off air, but I got an email last night from Oscar De La Hoya.
I did too.
And
look at us. Look how famous we are.
Yeah, we're very famous. Technically, it was from press at goldenboypromotions.com, but it was an open letter to Fight fans from Oscar. And he's not too happy with some of the criticism.
Of course he's not.
On the night of Saturday, September 15th.
On Saturday night, you could just say.
He could have said that. He said on the night of Saturday, September 15th. He's setting this up.
I see. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted him.
We're set to be treated to what sports should be all about. The two best athletes in a sport squaring off against each other, with the winner earning the title of the best in the business. This kind of an event, where an individual can be called the best in any sport, is truly rare. Okay, if Mayweather's still fighting, can we call him the best in the sport?
I mean,
okay, I'm just asking. Not only did the fight itself...
He can only get half promotion credit for that, so no.
Okay. Not only did the fight
and
itself...
And B-side promotion.
Right. All that was promised, against all kinds of pressure, Canelo Alvarez gave the performance of his lifetime to secure the unified middleweight championship of the world. Unfairly criticized for not fighting Mexican enough in the first fight, he kept Gennady Golovkin on his heels all night, taking the action to the boogeyman of boxing, walking him down and controlling the pace. Repeatedly ravaged for two positive drug tests that showed minor traces of clenbuterol, a common occurrence in Mexico due to the contamination of beef across the country, Canelo submitted to more than 20 drug tests in the lead-up to the fight and passed them all with flying colors. Saddled with a judge's card of a year ago that he had nothing to do with, the pressure of millions of fans watching, and what many were describing as a must-win to stay relevant, Canelo delivered a near-flawless fight. And yet, this is where he gets upset, it wouldn't be boxing.
Yet you bitches are crying.
Yeah. It wouldn't be boxing if thousands of keyboard warriors weren't talking or tweeting complete nonsense in the hours and days after Canelo began to cement his legacy as an all-time great fighter. I don't know if he's quite there yet. Many have told me to ignore the haters, that I'll never win. But while I know I won't convince many of them, allowing them to even partly soil what was a certain fight of the year, a mega event seen by millions of people and a virtuoso performance by boxing's marquee fighter would do a disservice to the sport I love. So allow me to respond to a few of the more absurd comments. Golden Boy paid the judges to fix the fight. Though I don't think this deserves a response, here are the facts. The three judges were... I'm not going to read all his response to it, but really, people said that?
I don't know of anyone who said that.
Golovkin landed more punches and therefore should have won the fight. If landed punches were the difference between winning or losing a boxing match, we would have an incredibly different and less interesting sport. Clean punching, ring generalship, effective aggressiveness, and defense are what the judges are looking for in determining the winner of a round. I'm obviously a promoter, but in the four areas that actually count in judging, I can't find one where Triple G was the victor. Tom Loeffler's statement that he doesn't know if Golovkin can win a decision in Las Vegas.
I mean, that's a Fred Fowler statement, too.
Well, yeah, I said that, and I stand by it. Did he win?
He did not.
Did he win the first fight when he clearly won?
Nope.
Okay. He says he's responsible.
How come he didn't post a statement like this after the first fight?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you should have said, okay, you know.
I do understand his frustration because he shouldn't have to be defending.
But I think he's just reacting to Twitter here, which is stupid. And the reality is, he does kind of admit that they lost the first fight in this. When he's talking about how he was unfairly criticized for...
A decision he had nothing to do with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, while everyone is entitled to his or her opinion, especially in boxing, let's take a moment to appreciate what Canelo and Triple G gave us on Saturday night and work towards doing it more often for the sake of the sport we all love so much. And that is Oscar De La Hoya.
Sincerely.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah. Oscar. So, yeah. Interesting. Let's squeeze a call in. Larry, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah, I've been wanting to make this comment about O'Brien for a long time now. Really, the comments about the three Bills. Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells, while they were condescending toward the media and their whole attitude, that doesn't excuse, even though they won Super Bowls, that doesn't excuse their behavior. But O'Brien, he acts the same way as Parcells and Belichick. The only difference is he hasn't won a damn thing. And I mean, it just makes it even more irritating, the fact that he has this, I know more than you do, and he treats the media like garbage. And he acts like he's one of the other Bills who's won Super Bowls, and that's what really makes it even worse. You shouldn't treat people that way to begin with. Doesn't excuse their behavior, but it just makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's frustrating because he does act like an accomplished coach,
yeah,
he's really not.
He's never won anything.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, two AFC South Division titles. Ooh. Yeah, that's... Listen, I like Parcells was always a jerk, and then he got into commentating, and suddenly he had to, you know, once he was in the media, he was a totally different dude. I don't really care how the guy treats the media. I mean, he comes off as arrogant and a bully and a know-it-all and refuses to answer legitimate questions sometimes, but you know, sometimes the media asks stupid questions too. Let's not pretend that they don't. And I would like somebody to ask him flat out, where are all those plays from last year that were so effective?
Yeah. It's not my job to do that.
Mm. A couple of people have asked about him, so I'll go ahead and address it. Blake asked earlier, is Andrew Luck a bust considering the amount of hype surrounding him coming out of college? I don't think so, but a few people do. I think he's a hell of a quarterback and would take him no questions asked. And then Jose just said, sports guys, what are your impressions of Andrew Luck through the first 2 weeks?
He still doesn't look... like he did at his best.
He's not unleashed yet,
no,
for sure.
But
he looks healthy.
He does look healthy. He doesn't have quite the zip on the ball, but I mean, that's to be expected. And I think he'll get better as the season goes on. I just hope he doesn't break again. And I think that's a fair thing to be concerned about.
Yeah, I've always been an Andrew Luck fan. I don't think he's a bust by any stretch, but just like we were talking about with Clowney and those guys, he's got to prove that he can stay on the field consistently.
I think he's closer to JJ than those other guys because he had very productive seasons. He led his team pretty far, and then he's been gone most of the last 2 years.
The difference is with Luck, it's been one major injury and not like with JJ.
It wound up being two because he wound up hurting the back first and then the shoulder.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah, it has been more than one. I think they're kind of the same.
Good parallel. Guy.
Love your show. I spend the whole day on the road. Thanks for making it fun. J-Ray 78. Thanks for listening, J-Ray. Appreciate you guys. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we'll be happy to take some more phone calls. Someone wants to know, did Oscar pin this letter while wearing a teddy?
Probably.
Yeah. How do you pass a drug test with flying colors? It's basically yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get a, wow, you really passed that test. All right. I have to tell you about Robinhood. And guys, if you're looking to get into investing and you don't have a bunch of money to spend, you just want to kind of get started and figure out how to do it, Robinhood's a great way to start. And I love this app. We've been using it now for a while, my wife and I, for several months. We were on Robinhood long before that I was asked to talk about them. You can buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, all cryptos, all commission-free. And they make it easy. It really is. I check that thing every day to see where my stocks are. And it's a non-intimidating way, if you're new, to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive. It's a clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. And there's no commission fees. Brokerages can charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge you commission fees. Trade stocks, keep all your profits. It's your money. If you're right about it, you should get it. And it's also lets you view your stock collections, like 100 most popular sectors like entertainment, social media, and the analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. So they've got everything there for you to help you get started. And you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. That's the best part. If you're just getting into this and you want to put $100 in there, you can do that. You want to put a lot more, you can do that. But you can get, you know, dip your toe in the water and figure out how to do it. Right now, Robinhood is going to give listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com and make your money work for you.
Sports talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Ryan, who way back in May wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad, and that job doesn't pay all that well. This August, less than 3 months later, he started his IT career doing something that he loves, making more money, driving a company car. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. And if you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week to get what you'll need to start your new career. It's more than a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
And we're back on the Blitz. Lamont says, out of curiosity, have you heard the Raheel, Lance, and Bun B promo on Feet? No, have not. Will not seek it out either. And Chase had asked, if you guys had to pick one, would you rather pay for Mayweather Pacquiao 2 or Tiger versus Phil golf match? There's no way in hell I would spend $1 on an exhibition golf match.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
So, and depending on what they charge for Mayweather Pacquiao, they can't charge $100 again.
Oh, watch them.
I don't know, man. I don't think that. See, it's really, I mean, Manny wasn't close to winning that fight. It's not really compelling. But, you know, where were you guys 10 years ago when we all wanted to see?
But even with the McGregor thing, nobody in their right mind would have picked McGregor to win. And nobody, you know, everyone was like, oh, Mayweather's going to win this easily. He's still charged $100.
Yeah. And some people lost their vehicles because they went out that night during Harvey.
Yeah.
To watch the fight at bars. I had a couple of friends who did.
People will watch fights. People will pay for fights.
Yeah. And I mean, we're used to that. That's the big prize fights.
I don't watch golf when it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll watch it when it looked like Tiger was in the mix at the PGA. I watched a little bit of it. But I'm not going to pay for a I'm not going to pay for an exhibition. So, all right. We haven't had a chance to really get into any of the early lines yet. There were a couple that sort of jumped out at me that I'm slightly interested in. We talked about that Aggie line. I can't bet against Alabama right now. I mean, every instinct is saying, oh, yeah, plus 27 makes perfect sense for Aggie, but I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, I'm with you. The one that jumped off to me, I love the over 75 in Florida Atlantic, Central Florida. I think there's just going to be, I know that's a massive number, and it should be. There's going to be a lot of points scored in that game, I would think. That's high on my list of plays for this week. Some of the other ones that I looked at that sort of caught my attention. Man, I'd really love to bet UConn, but they are so bad on defense.
They're awful.
They're almost an impossible. They're kind of like UTEP. I don't know what kind of number you could put in front of me, but it's situationally, you know, coming off the Florida State win for Syracuse, you'd expect a letdown here, but I can't do it.
27.5.
I can't do it. Yeah. I'd love to, but I can't. Same with one of the games I might be on is Wake Forest plus 7.5 against Notre Dame. They're at home. They're getting healthy. They're getting their wide receivers back. They're getting some linemen back. Notre Dame is one of those weird teams, though, where they half the time it seems like they're sleepwalking, and then half the time they're kicking people's heads in. I'm not sure what Notre Dame is yet exactly, but I think Wake Forest is maybe a little underrated. They've got Greg Dortch, one of the best wide receivers in the country, who's been playing well and could play better. And they're getting his number two healthy, so I think that may be a spot that I look to play. I think Florida. I know you wouldn't have wanted to bet Florida last week against Colorado State. I think they were giving up 17.
Yeah,
and they housed them. Tennessee is so bad. Tennessee couldn't cover against UTEP.
Yeah, that's a sign that you suck.
Yeah, so I might look at Florida minus 4.5. I'll almost certainly look at under 47 in that game. If Tennessee could only put up 22 against UTEP, how many can they put up against Florida? You know, that's a weird number, I think. So I'll probably be on the under there. I don't know if there's anything else that really set off alarm bells for me. Again, I'd love to bet Arkansas plus 30 at Auburn, but I can't justify it.
Yeah,
Arkansas is that embarrassing.
I know it's that one. It really is begging you to do it, but I can't. I'll tell you one that I do like. Rice getting 14.5 at Southern Miss. Rice is not horrible, and Southern Miss lost a game last week because of the storm.
Yeah,
and this Southern Miss lost to Louisiana Monroe. I mean, their only win was over Jackson State, which is in FCS. I'm not so sure they're very good. And I'll take Al plus 14.5 there. I'm outside of two touchdowns. I'm also, the other game I'm looking at is Florida International getting 26.5 at Miami. I don't think Miami's that good. And Florida International has been pretty good against the spread all year long. And I think they can keep it within 26.5. It opened at 29. I'd rather have that.
I mentioned earlier I like Washington minus 17 against Arizona State. I feel pretty good about that one. This is the line. This is the line that's got my most attention this week, Fred.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it'll be on TV or what. Probably be on ESPN3, something like that. New Mexico State minus 4 at UTEP. Someone's got to win that game, Fred.
Yes, they do. Someone's got to go.
New Mexico looked like they were going to fold it over to New Mexico State, and then they came back and even covered. I mean, it was a historic collapse. So UTEP coming off a cover against Tennessee, mind you.
Yeah.
Versus New Mexico State coming off a failed cover against New Mexico. What a game. What a game from these two juggernauts. It's almost as good as Baylor, Kansas.
Well, and Kansas just housed Rutgers.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're 7-point dogs at Baylor.
That number went from 9.5 to 7.
Yeah.
It opened at 9.5, so there's money dumping in on Kansas.
Yeah, I might actually go Kansas there. TCU minus 3.5 at Texas.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying Texas yet. I know it was a nice Nice win, but
I'd say TCU's coming off a much better opponent and a much tougher game, which, you know, that this game means more than that one did, but I don't know how beat up they're going to be. I mentioned that I might play Kansas. The other one that kind of interests me, and it's a big number, but in the just keep fading Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech minus 28 at Old Dominion.
Okay.
We'll probably do that. Aggie, we mentioned, is a 27-point dog. I'm a little intrigued that by Georgia, Missouri, not by the 14.5-point spread, but the over 64.5, I think, jumps out at me as a number to play.
Georgia, Missouri, you said?
Yeah.
Man, I'm scared to bet overs in Georgia games because and one of the plays that I made this weekend was a second-half under bet on Georgia because they were comfortably ahead. And Kirby Smart's he's doing the smart thing. He's just, when they get comfortably ahead, they're coasting. They're running the ball, and it's hard to move the ball against Georgia for anybody. So I'm scared to play overs with Georgia because
I think they're going to have to play against Missouri because Missouri's going to put some points up on them.
Yeah, I don't know that Missouri is going to put up a whole lot of points. That scares me a little bit.
I think that's about it in terms of colleges that I was looking at.
Missouri has gone over in every game this season.
Well, they haven't played Georgia yet.
Yeah. it might be my pick for the week, Iowa, Wisconsin. Iowa has covered every single game this season. Wisconsin has not.
They haven't covered one yet, right?
Nope. 0-3 against the spread. Iowa, 3-0 against the spread.
Yeah. It's not a lot of points, though. But Iowa, their defensive front's not bad, and I think that's what BYU. I mean, that Wisconsin offensive line is supposed to be the best in the world. Like, everybody's like, oh my God, they got three NFL guys. I mean, they didn't look like that against BYU, but we talked about this. Maybe we talked about it off the air. BYU has a bunch of grown men. You know, those are a bunch of 23, 24 year old dudes. They're not getting shoved around like some of these 19, 20 year olds are. It'll be interesting to see how Iowa matches up with them in the trenches. And Wisconsin, I haven't been impressed with them once this year. I don't know how they got the preseason ranking that they did, but I just don't know if Iowa's the team to.
Well, everybody said that quarterback was going to be so good. He was lousy last year.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of NFL, Jaguars minus 6.5 at home against the Titans.
That's appealing.
I'll wait and see what happens with Mariota. If it's Blaine Gabbert again, I'd be all over Jag.
I think if it's Blaine Gabbert again, you're looking over a 7.
Yeah, but maybe.
You'd be looking. Yeah. Or if they didn't think it was Mariota, you'd be looking over 7.
Texans minus 6 over the Giants.
I think you have to play the Giants there.
I won't play it because I refuse to play the Giants ever again.
But if you had to, I think that's the only sign.
That would be the way to go. Chiefs minus 6.5 at home against the 49ers.
I think I'd take the 49ers. I'd prefer 7.
I'll take the Chiefs there, especially early in the season until somebody stops those guys. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Look at the over-under for that. When's the last time you saw 56 in an NFL game?
Don't see that often.
No. Where's the big one here? The Vikings minus 17 against the Bills.
Okay. The all-time... Since they've been keeping track... the all-time highest point spread in a September game was 19.
Wow.
And that was Patriots over Jags in like 2003. This is the second highest point spread in the history. Well, since they've been keeping track of NFL point spreads in September.
I bet it goes up.
I bet it does too. And you know what?
There's not a number where you could say, okay, I'll take the Bills at that.
You can't. The Bills are a disaster. And it's actually bounced back and forth between 16.5 and 17. Man, I this sounds crazy. If you get 16.5, that almost feels like value.
Here's the other one of interest. Seahawks minus 1.5 at home against the Vaqueros.
Man, that's a tough call. The money's already dumped in on Dallas. It opened at Seattle minus 3.
Yeah.
Dallas off a good show, and it's one of those buy low, sell high, or buy high, sell low, or buy low, sell high candidate games that I look for. I'll probably be on Seattle.
I will be on Seattle.
But yeah, I don't know how great I feel about it. One of the games that I thought was interesting, Atlanta minus 3 at home against New Orleans. I don't trust the Saints at all right now.
No, no, I don't either.
And I feel like you're basically saying Atlanta and New Orleans are even. Well, from what I've seen so far, Atlanta's better than the Saints. And the Saints have struggled against two teams that I don't think are nearly as good as Atlanta.
And it's at Atlanta.
At Atlanta.
If it were in New Orleans, I might feel differently about it, but I'm with you on that game. I'm absolutely loving Jaguar -6.5. Let's see the other one. Eagles are -6 against the Colts with Wentz. I might take the Colts there because
first, I like the Colts
first
too.
Game for Carson Wentz. I expect him to be good, but
I prefer. What number are you getting now?
6.
Okay, yeah, I've got 6.5 here. I'd like it to see it at 7.
Yeah,
which you know you may get that. You know, with money coming in once Carson Wentz is out there, but yeah, there's not a lot of other game. You know, one other game that kind of interests me. I think the Rams are going to continue to just dominate, and I don't think the Chargers are on their level.
That's a touchdown game. I think you're right. I think the Chargers are a little overrated, and I think the Rams are just a machine.
And it's more points than I'm willing to give. Bears -6 at Arizona.
Yeah.
I continue to believe Arizona is right there with Buffalo in the mix for worst team in the league. But Bears
you know what, though?
Six
coming
on the
off,
road.
Coming off a big Monday night, though, I mean, I could see a Bears bounce, and it's not like Trubisky looked that great. I think I might take the Cardinals there.
Man, you know what? The line that you never would have guessed this would be the line before the season started? Pittsburgh -1 at Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought Pittsburgh -5, -6, maybe. That's what happens when Tampa goes out and has a couple explosions. And Pittsburgh got Antonio Brown's fighting with coaches. Yeah. Still no Le'Veon Bell. It's just a total mess out there.
Lost at home to the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tempted to say I've got to take the Steelers just because it's a value there. But, man, that Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's on a tear. And it's going to fall apart at some point. But you got to ride it while it's hot. And I thought it was crazy that Deshaun Jackson came out and said, you can't bench Fitzpatrick when Jameis comes back because he's too good right now. I mean, that's a big statement.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, what do we got here?
Man centers. If you're sluggish, you're feeling slow, you're not hitting it as hard as you'd like at the gym, or you're not hitting it as hard as you'd like in the bedroom, may have low testosterone. And the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, they want to help you out. I'm not talking about injections, the synthetic injections. They're focusing on your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Man Centers, they do it the right way. You're going to feel great. They've got 3 locations. Check them out. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. Off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. And the Y Factor is still the home of the free general male wellness checkup. So you can go in and get yourself checked out, get your prostate checked out. It is Prostate Awareness Month, all for free. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got Saturday appointments too, but book quickly because those fill up fast. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5. 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means it's time for Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist. And Jerome, I just subscribed to your newspaper today, so you better not suck over the next few months.
You go on with your bad self.
I ditched you.
You ought to be ashamed that you hadn't been subscribing, but I'm not going to call you out all in public because people might be listening. But you are sorry, low down dirt. Wait, oh, I'm sorry. We on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yes.
I was subscribing to USA Today, but they decided they only wanted to deliver it to me 2 days a week out of the 5 they're supposed to. So
that's wrong.
So, well, I mean, it's just like every day I'd go out there and there's no paper, and I'm like, what the hell? And so they're turf, and I'm giving you a shot, so try not to suck.
I guess it probably wouldn't help if I told you that the Chronicle delivers your same day, right?
It's probably.
Oh, no.
Well, I was guessing that, and I'm guessing that maybe you did it on purpose to get me to switch. But if the same
That's the only trick in the book.
But if the same guy does not deliver my Chronicle, I will turf you guys in a heartbeat, just so you know. So you might want to find the guy that delivers to that part of town and tell him not to suck anymore.
Look, I love my newspaper. It's my job, but we need to do a much better job of getting the paper to people. Because back in the day, if you got out in your driveway, porch, whatever, at 9 o'clock in the morning and your paper wasn't there, you made a phone call, and I'm serious. Within an hour, you hear the slap of the paper being dropped on your out front. And we're not meeting that need like we used to. And we need to get back to that for sure because, you know, this is a serious business. We can't be playing games like we're playing. So I'm with you on that. But, yeah, I'm glad you're with the Chronicle. And, hell, if I have to bring it to your house with damn stuff, I'll do that.
Well, I'm going to give it a try just because, I want to have a newspaper at home. I like USA Today. It's just, this is 2 days this week, Monday and Tuesday, where I didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, screw this. I'm out. And
the USA Today isn't as good as it used to be either, but I will say that Monday USA Today with all the NFL stuff, it's pretty good and pretty comprehensive. Now, if any of them you want, you've got to get the Monday one. And
well, it'd been
they
nice.
Didn't give you that one.
It would have been nice to get it, but I'm also kind of frustrated with their columnists who I think are really turning into complete trolls. And I mean, I think they're just become hot take idiots, frankly. It's just, I'm tired of reading it. So figured, all right, I'll give Jerome a chance. That way I can talk about his columns on air. And tell people what they're missing.
You know me. I save my hot takes for you fellas.
All right. So, hot take on the Texans. Go!
Leave Deshaun Watson alone, people. The last thing you want to do is take on the quarterback who's played 8 freaking games in the NFL. I think people are way over the top in the criticism. And yeah, it's the last play of the game, not good. Given. I mean, and deserved. All kinds of criticism for it, but give me a break. We're acting like this is like dogging, you know, your cleanup hitter for striking out with one on in the two outs in the bottom of the ninth when you're down by 5 runs. Hey, it wasn't a game-winning play. It wasn't going to happen.
Right.
It was unlikely. Not good. Didn't extend the game. Didn't give him a chance for the Hail Mary in the end zone, but that did not lose the game. The game was lost way earlier than that, had little to do with his play. In fact, his play kept you in the game in a way. And again, yeah, he could have played better and won the game too, but it would have taken a special effort from him. It was a pretty good effort. I'd give him a B for the game. And unfortunately for him and the Texans, a B is not good enough. Or it wasn't good enough Sunday anyway. I think a B will win a lot of games for them during the season, but for them to do a whole lot of damage, he's got to play like an A. He's got a B for a coach and an F for an organization and on and on and on. It's one of those deals where he's got to overcome a lot, and I think it's just overdoing it to put it all on him for a kid who's half a rookie.
Jerome, if a B effort couldn't beat the Titans with their junior varsity squad, I mean, how many games is a B effort going to win? Because
that's the tricky part, AJ, is that the Texans. Mike Vrabel. We know what kind of coach he is, and yet he outcoached Bill O'Brien. There's no doubt about it. The Titans are who they are. I think they're fairly. They're a 500 team, you know, and the Texans are a 500 team at best. They need to be better than that. I don't know if we're going to get that from them. So yeah, I still think there's a lot of football left and a lot of things can happen. And I do for certainly say that if Deshaun Watson had played in the preseason and was ready to go, they might not have won both of these games. They would have won one of them. And so, yeah, it's what do you expect for the rest of the season? I expect him to get up to speed and to to deliver some A games because you're going to need those A games to win.
Next time you're at a press conference, maybe you can ask this to O'Brien for me, but where were all those misdirection plays that worked so well last year that got Watson out in space for little quick passes and things like that? And it just seems like they've totally gone away from the things that worked for him last year.
Are they afraid of getting him out and he's going to get hurt or something? I mean, they're playing with such kid gloves, and I've gotten into this with a few people who are like, oh, well, had he gotten hurt in preseason, you would have dogged the team. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't have. I would have said, this guy's not capable of playing. He's either got seriously bad luck or he's just injury prone, because if you get hurt in the amount of time you have to play during the preseason, you're going to get hurt anyway. You play for the Texans, which is a team that just has a whole lot of bad luck involved. But yeah, they're not trying much. They're not the most of the good plays from Sunday. And I went back and watched that game slowly. I was like, you know, a lot of the really good plays, they happened because he broke whatever the hell they called. He changed it into something else, not changed it at the line, but he dropped back. What was originally there wasn't there, and he took off on the run to get away from the pressure and made something happen. And I'm like, man, it seemed like last year a lot of the good plays that were happening were like, oh, wow, that was a nice play call. Oh, that was kind of sweet. I don't think we've said that much in the two games this season yet, right?
No. All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. So what happens this week against the Giants before we let you go?
Oh, they're going to beat the hell out of the Giants. Home game, Deshaun, you know, got enough. He's got his preseason games in now with the two regular season games. The Giants have scored. I think they scored 15 in the first game and 13 against the Cowboys or whatever. They won't score 17. The Texans should light them up, and if they don't win by 10, it'll be a disappointing effort. And they'll win regardless, but if they don't win running away, although they're still not, you know, playing up to their capabilities. So
Jerome Solomon guarantees Texans cover spread. That's the headline.
Hey, Jerome, how many times have you picked the Texans to win so far this year?
What you trying to say? What they got to do with this conversation right now?
Because I feel like you told me they were going to beat the Titans, and I feel like you told me they were going to beat the Patriots. And
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Oh, okay. That's not your job. That's not my job.
It's not my job.
All right. Thanks, Jerome. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, man. Later.
Hey, guys, if you want to save some money, here's an easy way to do it. Pay less interest on your credit card balances. And you know how you do that? Just refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. If you've got good credit, this is an easy way to save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans, how about this, from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And most of your credit card balances are going to be 18% or higher. So I'm not good at math, but 5.89, considerably lower than 18. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate, no fees. So say goodbye to those high-interest credit cards and start saving with LightStream. And how about this? The Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. Hey, guys, you want to get in on some action? Whether it's football, college-wise, NFL, you want to bet baseball, you want to bet fights, you want to bet horses, doesn't matter. MyBookie's got you covered with all of them. And MyBookie, I've been using now for a while. It's the only website I use, and the cool thing is they're trustworthy because they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years, and when you win, guess what? They actually pay you. And I've dealt with other websites that don't. That's why I love MyBookie. In-game live betting, most rewarding player perks in the business. You can bet on how many fantasy points a player is going to score. You got all kinds of options there. And all the action is right there on MyBookie. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, just Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN97.5.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is a perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. And we didn't get a chance to talk about the Emmys, but about Pickle Rick winning Best Animated. I've been talking about that episode for years. Well, for a year. Best Animated for Rick and Morty. I was happy to see that.
All congratulations. Right.
I feel like it's a win for Team Falcon.
There you go.
Because I am constantly pimping that show, and that episode in particular, which I think is the funniest thing I've ever seen on TV. So for that to win, I feel pretty good. Some Game of Thrones stuff. We'll get to that tomorrow, though. So let's do the Hey Man Bleep That.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first. Mine's not that great, so I can go at the end.
There's an investigation that's been going on about a self-deleting messaging app called Tiger Text.
Okay.
That is being adopted by U.S. police departments, which have used it to share sensitive and potentially incriminating information that they wouldn't want to be disclosed in court. Current and former officers from the Long Beach, California Police Department have told Al Jazeera that their police-issued phones had Tiger Text installed on them, which basically the app is designed to erase texts after a certain set period of time.
Right.
So you can say what you want, and then once they're deleted, they can't be retrieved even through forensic analysis of the phone.
So Urban Meyer had that.
Something similar,
yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah.
So it was the police officers said that the confidential messaging system was used to share details of police operations and sensitive personnel issues. Two of the officers claimed that they were also instructed by their superiors to use the app to have conversations with other officers that wouldn't be discoverable. Man, these kinds of things, that's what's scary. And I don't think anybody should have that, much less the cops. But to that I say, hey man, f*** that.
John, would you like to go?
We don't have too much time. You can go.
All right. Mine was just going to be, airports are bad enough as it is. When you see a large black rat snake slithering through the airport waiting area, that's even worse. I don't know how this happened, but in the Philippines, which I will never go now, which I never was planning to go anyway because they kill you for smoking weed, but... apparently, they had a large black rat snake going through the airport, and there's video of it. And I got to say, not for me. To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that. Yeah, no snakes.
I'll go real quick, and this is about the new China tariffs, I guess. Well, not a guess, but yeah, they're about the new China tariffs. Apparently, that Apple's going to get hit pretty hard in some of their devices, and if they kind of... stick with this thing, your iPhone that's now already $1,000 is going to cost a lot more because of the parts. And to that I say, hey man, fuck that.
Yeah, I would encourage people to actually go and study what's going on with these tariffs. It's not what you think. It's not really helping our country.
Oh no, my parents are getting hit pretty hard.
But is that great? Yeah, but your parents are Asian, John. Trump's not worried about that.
No, they're getting pretty hit hard because they're in commercial.
Yeah, but he's not worried about that. He wants to know how white families are doing with the tariffs. Is that
Yeah, it's actually benefiting our Canadian stocks.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Because all of our business is in Canada. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.